أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها ويعلم مستقرها ومستودعها كل في كتاب مبين صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All the brothers The ayah which I recited, let me share the translation of this ayah so we will know the topic of today's speech, inshallah. And there is no creator on earth but that upon Allah is its provision and He knows its place of dwelling and place of storage. All is in a clear register. So the word rizq, the word provisions is the topic for today's. So inshallah, we will learn a little bit about this word rizq and different ways which can increase our rizq, provisions. Allah will increase our rizq and Allah will provide us more sustenance. So the topic is 10 ways to increase our rizq, the sustenance, inshallah. So the word ar-razzaq is one of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. The meaning is provider, the sustainer. Allah provides provision to everything, not even all humankind, but all creatures. So this is the ayah. And Allah knows where that creature resides. Even if it is inside a rock, Allah will provide the provision to that insect which is inside the rock. So some people, you know, the word rizq, it means the thing which give us benefits. So it's not only people, we consider rizq means amount, money, food, anything which is benefit for us in this world, which Allah provides us to survive in this world, is called provision, and that is actually rizq. So Allah takes care of all these things which we require to survive in this world. That's called rizq. And all these things, the provider of these things is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is rizq. And Allah provides regardless of any faith or any beliefs, Allah provides to everyone. So now we need to understand, like the way we talk, I try to bring some points which can help us to practice upon them. You know, all these things are reminders. We all the time talk about these things. So these are just reminders, and the main objective of Friday prayer is the reminders. We need to gather and remind Allah's teaching, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what we are doing. So again, we will talk about same thing which we talk all the time, taqwa. Obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship, dua, grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we need to relate. When we perform these deeds, we need to relate how they will benefit us. Last time we talked about how Allah will give us nur in this life, which will help us in this life to bring peace and tranquility. And that same nur will help us in the life hereafter. So that's actually the thing. So five things, we talk about five things. Now we will talk about 10 ways which will increase our rizq in this world, inshallah, inshallah ta'ala. So let's start. The first one, and we will relate with the Quran and Hadith. Repentance. The first one is forgiveness. Like, we need to ask repentance, tawbah. So the first, foremost, like, most important thing is tawbah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, ask forgiveness from your Lord. Verily, He is of forgiving. What will happen when we ask forgiveness? When we ask for repentance, true repentance. So what will happen? Allah will do this. He will send rain to you in abundance. So it, rain is also called sustenance. We need rain, we need water. And then what will happen? And give you increase in wealth. Clearly, when we ask for forgiveness, Allah will send us rain, and it will increase. Allah will increase in wealth and children. Children are also, you know, we relate with sustenance. And bestow on you gardens, and bestow on you rivers, like, you know, gardens and rivers. So Allah will bestow all these things, five things. We talk about five things. Forgiveness will bring rain, wealth, increase in children. Allah will create rivers and garden for us. So alhamdulillah, the first one is repentance. The second one, piety, taqwa, and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we are just simply counting. First, repentance. Second, taqwa. How we will relate taqwa? Let's see Quran, what Quran says. Quran says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So this ayah is from Surah Al-A'raf. The translation is, and if the people of the towns had believed and had the taqwa, certainly we should have opened for them blessing from the heaven and the earth. So it's conditional. The people of the towns, if they would have obedient to Allah, and if they would have piety and taqwa, what would happen? Allah will open the blessings from heavens and earth. So this is the result. So this is conditional, a little conditional. So this is Surah Araf. So how we relate this? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the blessing if we follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we have taqwa in our hearts. And what is taqwa? Perform your rights, like perform your responsibility where they belong. If you need to pay someone rights, be mindful of your rights. So that's actually the best definition of taqwa. And what Hazrat Sallam says, verily, when the unbeliever performs a good deed, he is given a taste of its reward in this world. So when an unbeliever, like non-believer, perform a good deed, he will get reward of his good deed in this world. What will happen with the believers? As for the believers, Allah will store his good deeds for him in the hereafter and provide his sustenance in this world due to his obedience. So twofold of reward. When we perform, because we believe in Allah, we believe in Jannah, we believe in the life hereafter. So Allah will store our good deeds as in the form of reward of that good deed. But what will happen in this world? We will get sustenance. Allah will increase our sustenance as a result of good deeds in this world. So second, piety, taqwa, and obedience, ita'at. Ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase rizq, which we are talking about today. We are talking about the ways of those deeds or ways which will increase rizq in our life. So this is what we are talking about today. Third one, keeping ties of kinship. Amazing. Sila Rahami. So this is the Sila Rahami. And this is proved when we join the ties, and we will strong our ties with our family, our brothers, sisters, aunt, uncle, aunt, relatives, these blood relatives, and all our relatives, Allah will increase provisions. How we will know? We know from the Hadith. Whoever loves that, he would be granted more sustenance, and that his lifespan would be prolonged, then he should unite his ties of kinship. Beautiful Hadith from Al-Bukhari. The importance of kinship, Allah will increase our lifespan. We will be able to perform good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to perform good deeds in our lives. So if we will get a long lifespan, we will have more time to perform more good deeds. And Allah will increase our sustenance in this world. So this is the Hadith. This is the third one. The fourth one, giving charity, sadaqah. So when we give charity, we think we are, our money is going, but Allah will return your money with multiplication fold. Like Allah will multiply your wealth like 700 times. We know from Quran. So that's actually the beauty. Like sadqa, khairat, when we give that, we need to relate with our increase in our sustenance. So we need, why we are talking about these points which we know already, we need to relate them. When we give sadqa, when we do khairat, we need to relate, Allah will increase our wealth and Allah will return it with multiplication, multiply. So what is the hadith? O son of Adam, expand, I will expand on you. Beautiful. Yabni Adam. What Allah is saying? Hazrat Sallam says, Allah says, O Bani Adam, expand and I will expand upon you. So this is the beautiful hadith. We are just making it a little short, like point wise. So we cover 4 points already. The fifth one, worship, ibadah. We do all these deeds all the times, but what we are talking about, how we can relate these deeds, which will bring sustenance, more sustenance and risk in our life. So that's the ibadah. What Allah says? Indeed, those who recite the book of Allah and establish prayer and expand in his cause out of what we have provided them, secretly or publicly, expect a prophet that will never perish. So this is Surah Al-Fatir. Allah says this because of the worship prayer. And worship you know, covers everything. Salah, fasting, Hajj, any good deeds which you perform. So that's actually Salah. Sixth one, reliance upon Allah. This is called Tawakkul. Tawakkul ala Allah. So this is actually reliance upon Allah. So what is the beautiful ayah? وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ يَحَسْبُهُ. So what it is? And he will provide him from sources he never could imagine. And whoever put his trust in Allah, and then he will suffix him. So Allah will be enough. When we put our trust in Allah, Allah will be enough for us. And he will provide us sustenance and provisions where we cannot even imagine. Sometimes we get something and we are about to sleep and somebody knock and give you food, biryani, from your neighbors. And your children are, oh my God, happy. Because they were like hungry. Or suddenly they become hungry. So that's actually really, you know, sometimes you don't know where the food will come. And some child will say, oh, I was wishing for pasta or lasagna. And they will, this is actually, you cannot even imagine, and someone will provide. Other day we did not know Hyderabad place, they brought samosas. So everybody, when we left, everybody was eating samosas. So this is actually provision. Allah will provide provisions where we cannot even imagine for that. So the seventh one is making dua. You know, dua is the most powerful energy in the world. Prayer and dua is the energy. You know, there are different forms of energies. Electrical energy, mechanical energy, solar energy. Dua is also energy, the most powerful energy in the world, and which can change if you perform sincere dua, it can make a difference for you. So the dua. So what Allah says? Hazrat Sallam says, ask Allah for everything, even the lace of your shoes. So we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything. Like, you, doesn't matter, small or big. Hazrat Sallam says, even it is lace of your shoes, you need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we are moving, alhamdulillah, very good. Like the eighth one, gratitude and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukr. You know, Allah says in Quran, if you are being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase your favors. So what are favors? What are everything which Allah provides us to live in this world? So Allah will increase. So when we eat, we say alhamdulillah, Allah will increase our food. Anything, any blessings Allah gave us, our job, our, you know, health. We need to be grateful for all the blessings, and Allah will increase inshallah in return. So that's the number eight. Number nine, being truthful in one's dealings. So this is actually something if in our transactions, we need to be truthful. Sidq. We always be truthful in our dealings with our transactions. If you are a businessman, all your transactions should be authenticated. Clear transactions. True transactions. And if you are dealing with our friends, our families, any matters, so it need to be truthful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hazrat Sallam have hadith for that as well. The last one is, there are so many, I was talking about only 10. I will just summarize. The last one is Surah Al-Nur. I will just say the translation and then after that they give you the heading. And marry of the unmarried among you and the righteous among your male slaves and female slaves. If they should be poor, Allah will enrich them from His bounty, and Allah is all encompassing and knowing. Allah encompass everything and Allah knows everything. So if we have unmarried youth and they are worried about their job and they are worried about their future and they are at the age of marriage, so the nikah is one from Surah Nur. Allah says if they are poor, Allah will bring provision for them. Allah will enrich them from His bounty. So this is actually the last one. So now what we talk today, Alhamdulillah, we talk about how Allah will increase rizq for us. 10 deeds. We will count on finger. Repentance, taqwa, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping the kinship like sila rahmi, giving charity, sadqa khairat, worship, ibadah, reliance upon Allah, tawakkul, making dua, being grateful to Allah, shukr. The ninth, the truthful in your dealings, in your transaction. And the last one is an-nikah. So these 10 things will increase us in provision. Allah will increase our rizq. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us enable to perform these deeds. And when we perform these deeds or good things, we need to relate and Allah will give us blessings and provision. وَآخْرُ وَدَعَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ